Hello.
Good afternoon, ma'am. This is Quinisha with Omax Health. Did you request a callback?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. May I have your first and last name to access the account?
Yes, my first name's Arlene, last name Ray, Ray.
Thank you for that information, Ms. Ray. I'm sorry, just a moment, please.
No problem.
So, Ms. Ray, I've located an account for security purposes. Can you verify your shipping address?
4901 Carlisle Mews, Williamsburg, Virginia, 23188.
Thank you for that information, Ms. Ray. So, I've located an account here, and I do see here, Ms. Ray, that you have our Duo CryoFreeze CBD Pain Relief Roll-On. It does provide instant cooling relief to sore aches and muscles. Now, it looks
It sure
like
does.
you. Yes, ma'am. So, it looks like on the 18th, you called in stating that you were missing a product. Tracking says that it's at your local post office. So, you were advised to contact the post office if you can't locate the product to call back for reshipment.
Yes, so I'm calling to give you an update. So I contacted the post office, went by there on Friday after I talked with someone there. It's actually sitting in Butler, North Carolina, in a UPS terminal, and they've never gotten it to the post office. So I just wanted to give you an update on lousy service from USPS. I don't know if you want to record that and maybe look at shipping in a different direction, but nobody can do anything for me because it's sitting in Butler, North Carolina, in a facility, has not gotten to the post office, so the post office can't deliver it. Even though, if you look at the tracking information, it says that it's been at the United States Postal since the 11th of June. So it's just kind of stuck in the middle. I can't get the package. It looks bad for you guys because y'all shipped it and it's not here, but I know it's not your fault. But I just wanted to give you an update. I have no idea when I'll ever receive the package. United States Post Office can't get any information from UPS. And the only thing I have is from online, it's saying that it's sitting in Butler, North Carolina. So I just wanted to give you an update. I know that it's at this point it's probably not anything you can do, but I would look at using somebody else to ship other than UPS.
Okay, so ma'am, I'm going to place that in your notes here. Now, honestly, there's nothing that we can do, ma'am. If you're saying that it's stuck in a UPS truck in North Carolina, ma'am, if we do attempt to reship, it's going to go through the same, shipping company.
Right. Yeah,
So I
that's what I
wouldn't
said. I
want you
know
to
it's
go through
nothing
that
that
again.
I know it's nothing that you can do. It's just that it's sitting there. So I wanted to give you an update. So it's kind of in limbo and I can't get my product and I just wanted to let you know.
So, ma'am, I'm gonna place in the notes here for supervisor
I'm off. You're
if
coming and going. I
anything
lost
else
that last statement.
that I wait. All right, ma'am, can you hear?
No, it's coming and going. I don't know if it's me or you. It's a bad storm here.
Yes, ma'am, it's storming here as well. All right, can you hear me better now, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to place in the notations here the information that you're giving me, ma'am, as well as for a supervisor to call you back to see if there's anything additional that we can do.
Okay. I mean, I'm not blaming you guys. Like I said, I know it's not, I know it's really out of your hands. I just wanted to, because y'all had asked me to call the post office, I wanted to give you an update. So far, I'm using the can that I have. I've had it upside down for 3 weeks, and I'm praying over it. Just keeps pumping out for me, so I'm getting what I need. But boy, when I woke up this morning, I needed it badly. So it's a wonderful product. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Are you hearing me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very good. So, okay, I appreciate you making the notes. And like I said, I just wanted to bring you up to date since you had asked me to call the post office. So.
Okay, well, thank you for contacting All Max Health. My name is Quenisha, ma'am. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.